Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Today is tax day, as you may have noticed, but we're not going to bug you to talk about your taxes today, thank goodness. Instead, let's talk about the 2020 candidates' tax returns, shall we? Democratic hopefuls have been scrambling to demonstrate transparency early in the election cycle by releasing their returns. Senators Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren have all done so, as has Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and we expect more on the way. And of course, these all stand in stark contrast with President Trump, who in 2016 became the first commander-in-chief in decades not to follow tradition by releasing his tax history, which of course he still refuses to do. Richard Rubin is a U.S. tax policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and he's here to help us understand all this. Richard, happy tax day.
Happy tax day.
Aren't you excited?
I'm excited every day, but especially today.
Especially today. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what we've seen so far. Anything notable from the tax returns that we've seen so far?
I think the volume of returns is notable, and the speed with which they're releasing them is notable, right? So we're still a year and a half from Election Day 2020, and you've got more than a decade of returns from a lot of candidates on the Democratic side. It's really the price of entry on the Democratic side. And that's not necessarily unusual. You would expect to see them at some point during the campaign cycle, but you're just seeing much more pressure on candidates to put out a lot of years and a lot earlier. And that's really as a contrast to President Trump.
What are people looking for when the tax returns come out?
Well, I'll tell you what I look for. I look for things that tell us how wealthy they are, where they get their money from, how much they donate to charity, what tax strategies they've used, and just odds and ends. So from Senator Harris's return over the weekend, we learned that she and her husband donated $20 to Wikipedia last year. Okay, well, we didn't know that. I don't know what that tells you as a voter necessarily, but it tells you something. We learned that they have an annual income of nearly $2 million. We learned that she probably is pinched by the state and local deduction cap, whereas other candidates, including Senator Gillibrand, are probably getting tax cuts from the 2017 tax law that they opposed. So I think that's one of the things that we'll see that's interesting is how people are faring under this tax law that President Trump pushed through.
Richard, we have one person, as you mentioned, the president himself has not released his tax returns. There's a lot of pressure for him to do that. Where does that stand? Because it does seem a little unfair, doesn't it?
So there's a law that requires the IRS to turn over any tax returns that the Ways and Means Chairman requests. Chairman Richard Neal of Massachusetts has done so. The Treasury and IRS have not turned those over yet. And this is something where it's precedented in the sense that Congress gets tax information from the IRS all the time, and it's unprecedented in the sense that they're doing it for the president and over the president's objections. We've sort of seen this movie before. In the Nixon administration, President Nixon, in fact, asked a committee of Congress to review his returns, and they found that he owed additional taxes. This time around, it's obviously happening over the objections of the president. It's worth noting, though, that the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, hasn't actually said they won't turn over the returns. He's expressed concern about whether the request from Congress is constitutional and what precedent it would set and about taxpayer privacy. But so far, all they've said is, we're just not going to give them to you by the April 10th deadline you asked. Instead, now, Chairman Neal over the weekend said, okay, well, the new deadline, the real deadline, is 5 p.m. on April 23rd. And so we'll see what happens in the next 8 days before we get to that point. After that, you may then see the House Democrats issue a subpoena for the documents or go directly to federal court and say, look, there's this clear law and you have to turn these over.
The year taxes get exciting. Richard Rubin is U.S. tax policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.